From 90.7 WFAE, this is Newsworthy for Monday, March 16th, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for the Charlotte region until 11 a.m. today. The threat has caused several local school systems to adjust their schedules. Charlotte-Mecklenburg, Rowan-Salisbury, Kannapolis City, and Stanley County schools are closed, as are Fort Mill and Rock Hill schools in South Carolina. Cabarrus County, Union County, and York County schools will be on remote learning today. Meanwhile, with the storm front bringing the potential for tornadoes, state officials are asking all North Carolinians to prepare for severe weather because a rare level 4 moderate risk has been issued by the National Weather Service. The primary threats with this storm system are damaging wind gusts of 74 miles per hour or higher, large hail, and a possibility of tornadoes. Because of the storm and CMS closures, today's Charlotte Hornets Backpack for Hunger event has been postponed. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools Board of Education is moving to formally dissolve its Office of Compliance and Ethics, which was created in 2019 after controversies involving past superintendents. James Farrell has more.
A board committee voted last week to recommend retiring the 2019 policy that created the Office of Compliance. The head of that office, the chief compliance officer, reported directly to the board, not CMS administration. But board vice chair Dee Rankin told WFAE the position was eliminated as part of a board restructuring, and the duties of the office were shifted to another that also reports directly to the board, the Office of General Counsel.
I mean, those duties, some of those duties fall in line with what the general counsel already does, and we felt, you know, for us to be more effective and efficient, that it would be just best for us to move those duties to the Office of General Counsel.
The board is currently looking for a new general counsel after Andre Mays retired in January. Rankin declined to give a timeline on that, but suggested that the board would probably use a search firm and start that process sooner rather than later. James Farrell, WFAE News.
Google plans to invest an additional $1 billion in its Lenoir data center in Caldwell County, 75 miles northwest of Charlotte. The Charlotte Observer reports that Google plans to grow its campus and potentially hire more people. Google currently employs around 400 workers there. Other large tech companies have made recent investments in North Carolina's data center corridor, a region that stretches from Lenoir to the South Carolina border. According to data marketplace Baxtel, 17 data centers are currently operating in the area, run by 12 different providers. The largest is Apple's Maiden facility. The State Department of Health and Human Services has enhanced its online mental health bed registry. As WFDD's David Ford reports, the goal is to reduce wait times for people in crisis.
The system, known as the Behavioral Health Statewide Central Availability Navigator, now updates hourly instead of once per day. It also works with the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, so mobile crisis teams can access real-time information about available mental health beds. The program allows dispatchers to more quickly locate them in the caller's area, reducing care disruptions. The new Automated Bed Availability, ABA function, replaces the previous manual update process to provide more accurate real-time data to healthcare providers as well. According to the DHHS, North Carolina is the first state to implement ABA. The system currently covers more than 3,500 mental health care beds across 112 facilities statewide, including inpatient psychiatric care and substance use treatment. I'm David Ford.
Average gasoline prices in Charlotte have risen just over 31 cents a gallon in the last week, averaging $3.55 per gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 665 stations in the city. Prices in Charlotte are 89 cents a gallon higher than a month ago and stand more than 76 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. Analyst Patrick DeHaan says consumers continue to feel the sting of rising oil, gasoline, and diesel cost as geopolitical tensions in the Middle East remain elevated. During Selection Sunday, the Queen's University Royals men's basketball team learned where, when, and who they'll play in their first trip to the NCAA tournament. Their opening round game is set for Friday in St. Louis, where Queens will face number 2 seed Purdue. Tip-off is scheduled for 7:35 p.m. And for Monday, March 16th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.